What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Go ahead and give us a call. And getting into some other news here, up in New Hampshire, the Live Free or Die state, they have just become the 12th state to allow constitutional carry of weapons. And this is a growing trend. And, of course, the liberal gun grabbers are out there saying, oh, it's going to lead to anarchy. It's going to lead to people not liking the government. Well, not liking the government is our right under the First Amendment. But if you look at the inability of the government to protect ordinary people, it certainly makes sense that the Second Amendment grants to us a right of basic self-defense. The average wait time for the police to show up on a 911 call is running about 18 minutes across the U.S. It's not quite that bad here in Hawaii. But, you're on your own. What are you going to do? Somebody's in your house trying to rob you or rape you, and you're going to say, it's going to be 18 minutes before the cops get here. Would you like some coffee? It's really not going to play. Common sense says that we, the American people, should be allowed to have the exact same weapons, or better, than the street criminals do. And under the Supreme Court's Miller decision, we're allowed to have the same weapons as the uniformed military in order to fulfill the Second Amendment's prime function of holding an abusive government at bay, to keep the states free, which they've already lost that freedom. But that's what that Second Amendment was there for. So good for New Hampshire. Makes me proud to have grown up there. Now then, let's get on out to California and all the rain. They finally have officially declared their drought is over with all the rain that they're getting. They're still trying to find somebody or something to blame it on. Human-caused global warming, the power plant in Hawaii, and all the rest of that. And while we were all watching Oroville, it turned out to be San Jose that was the disaster area. Coyote Creek overflowed, and as a result, 50,000 people had to evacuate following the worst floods in the last 100 years, and the mayor has been forced to admit that they really did not have a flood evacuation plan ready to go. Just like in Oroville when they called the evacuation there when they thought the dam might collapse. And they really didn't have a plan. They just said to everybody, get out. The highway's gridlocked and everybody was stuck there. And all they really had was the choice between drowning in their home and drowning in their cars if that dam had actually let go. Now, at this point, the Oroville Dam is still being repaired. Everybody's looking at it. Everybody's looking for somebody to blame for the fact that the dam failed in the first place on that spillway. And all the politicians are now up there touring, getting their photo ops and saying, we're working on the problem. But it almost reminds me of that commercial we have on TV where the bank is being robbed and there's a security guy there and they're saying, aren't you going to do something? He says, no, I'm a security monitor, not a security guard. I only tell you if you're being robbed. And he says, you're being robbed. And the whole point of maintaining quality of life, health, and safety is that you are proactive in identifying problems and dealing with them. And remember, in the European press, they've pointed out that concrete spillway at the Oroville Dam was known to have cracked back in 2009. And it was never dealt with. They just painted over the cracks with a concrete solution. And the water continued to come down the spillway. And in all probability, what happened is that it leaked through those cracks. And it hollowed out a void underneath the concrete spillway. And when the void got big enough, the concrete spillway failed. And if you look at those photos of that first failure, there's very obviously a large hole in the ground underneath where it fell apart. So they're going to have a long, hard job repairing that dam and convincing everybody that it is still safe. They don't even know when it's going to be reopened as a tourist attraction, because it has been, being one of the largest dams in the United States. Tourists go up there and see it. It's a monumental work of engineering. But it's now closed and off limits because they're not sure about it. There's even talk about they're going to reopen it for tourism so people can see the repair work going on. Right now, the situation is the water level at the Oroville Dam is about 50 feet below the top of the dam itself, which is good. Unfortunately, upstream in the watershed, nine other holding ponds and dams are absolutely top full. And the water from the recent storms is still percolating down the watershed. So it's looking good. It's looking positive and hopeful. We're not quite out of the woods on this one just yet. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So the real problem from the rains was down in San Jose and a lot of other areas that were seriously flooded. And a big part of the problem is, just as was the case over on the eastern seaboard during Hurricane Sandy, a big part of the problem is regular maintenance wasn't being carried out because of the lack of funds. We've been living effectively in a wartime economy ever since 2003. All the money's being spent on war. All the money's being spent on weapons given to other countries like Israel, and not to mention the illegal immigrants and the refugees. And so they're cutting corners. Maintenance wasn't being done. And certainly the case over in Hurricane Sandy, they weren't cutting the tree limbs back from the power lines, which they're supposed to do on a regular basis. So when the winds came in and the tree limbs came down, they took the power lines down with them. The storm drains that are supposed to take the water and channel it out to some place where it's harmless, like the ocean, were actually full of all kinds of debris that backed the water up. And we're finding out the same thing was happening all over California. They weren't taking care of what they've already got. Now, apparently, they had a pretty sizable pair of earthquakes near Seattle, Washington, and exercising caution up there, they've opened the floodgates on the Shasta Dam. This is the first time in 19 years. They're going to draw down the water level there just in case there's going to be another larger quake. Been a lot of concern over the stresses built up on that Cascadia Fault. Over the years. I remember when Claire and I left Southern California and we moved to Washington State, one of those weird things. We got there, we got settled in to our new home. And just joking, we said, well, we don't have to worry about earthquakes anymore. And we actually got hit by one about 2 weeks after we arrived. Was the biggest quake they'd had in like 20 years. So they followed us. They followed us up from Southern California. Now, on a more serious note here, and this following story impacts issues such as vaccine safety, GMO safety, human-caused global warming. And the story is coming out of Government Slaves, and it's talking about the National Science Foundation. And they fund various research projects to the tune of $7 billion every single year. And apparently, according to the Daily Caller News Foundation investigative group, a significant amount of that money is spent on outright fraudulent projects where the scientists are faking the data to come up with a desired result. So they went on over to the National Science Foundation and said, do you have any mechanism for actually validating the results of these $7 billion in projects every single year? And the officials at the National Science Foundation said, they don't look. They're not estimating. In fact, the direct quote was, we don't generally speculate about how much misconduct is undetected, according to spokesman Bobby Mixon. Even so, the Inspector General for the National Science Foundation has had 74 investigations over the last 2 years that caught researchers plagiarizing, manipulating data, stealing, wasting government money, or other frauds. And what this does is tell us that any research project that is funded by the government is automatically suspect. Now, those 74 cases are the ones they caught. They're not actively looking to check on the others. And we know that NOAA is currently under fire for indications that they concocted a totally fake report ahead of the Paris Climate Conference, saying global warming hadn't paused, it was still broiling hot out there, even as we're going through yet another severe winter. And as I pointed out the other day, the latest propaganda is really getting absurd. You know, there'll be snow, and then there'll be a brief period without snow, and then say, oh, the temperature went up to record high levels, and then it snows again. Like, we're really going to believe that the temperature in our communities is going from below freezing to broiling hot to below freezing instantaneously. That's the new way they're trying to reconcile snow and ice on the ground with this agenda that humans are warming the earth and you must pay a carbon tax and submit to a global environmental authority who will tell you how to live your life to preserve Mother Earth. Or more accurately, to preserve as much of Mother Earth for the rich and powerful as they can get away with. But this expose that the National Science Foundation isn't keeping watch on these scientists to make sure they're doing accurate work makes it sound like the National Science Foundation is as much propaganda as it is actual research. What's going on here is very, very simple. In ancient times, rulers would use the clergy to convince the population to go along with something. The gods say you must do this. Trust me, I speak for the gods. Well, religion is kind of on the wane. People don't automatically just do whatever a nearby priest tells them to do. We're a much more enlightened people. So, rulers have co-opted science to be the new clergy. Believe what I say because I speak for science. And don't you dare conduct your own experiments and demand reproducibility, or you'll be a heretic. The white laboratory coat has replaced the priestly robes, but the mechanism is still the same. I want you to do this, and I have this authority figure saying this is what you should do. And if you look at some of the stuff that came out of the human-caused global warming hoax, ClimateGate, it's obviously not science. A good example of that would be what happened at the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, where they were at the forefront of saying, our data is showing the world is warming, the world is warming, the world is warming. And other climate scientists said, we'd like to look at your raw data and your methodology in order to reproduce your results, because reproducibility of results is the foundation of the scientific method. I should be able to take the same data or the same materials, conduct the same experiment or the same analysis, and come up with the exact same results that you did. And the Hadley Climate Research Unit said, well, we threw the raw data away. We just didn't have enough room on our computers. You know how expensive hard drives are. Just take our word for it. After all, we're scientists. And that was the first giveaway that something crooked was going on. Of course, another area where this exposure of fraud within the National Science Foundation programs is going to have an impact is on vaccines. And there's an article out here at GizaDeathStar.com on how this recent Yale paper is something that the big pharmaceutical corporations can't ignore. This is, after all, Yale University. And The vaccine companies are already mounting a huge public relations advertising campaign to try and negate potential damage coming out of the vaccine safety panel that President Trump is setting up under the leadership of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a well-known, well-respected critic of vaccines and vaccine safety. And what's really kind of interesting in this article is the author is talking about a personal experience with a friend who got a shot of flu vaccine, the one and only vaccination ever received in his life, and put him in the hospital ICU in a respirator and in a coma. As we pointed out last week, there are more than 50 peer-reviewed, reproducible studies indicating exposure to vaccines causes neurological damage. And in this article on the Giza Death Star, they're saying it almost seems like it's intentional, because in many cases, vaccines for animals, veterinary vaccines, seem to be cleaner and safer than those approved for human beings. Now, there's a YouTube video we link to on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and it's made by a former sales representative for one of the big pharmaceutical corporations, Gwen Olson. And she resigned her job when she began to realize the harm the products she had been selling were causing. And she came on out with this video in which she stated something that a lot of people have been thinking for a very long time. The pharmaceutical industry does not want to cure you. Big Pharmaceutical's agenda is to keep you all chronically ill and sell you constant ongoing treatments for the symptoms their medications have given you. They want permanent customers. And I've commented on this before. Despite all the talk about, you know, send in donations, we're seeking a cure for cancer, we're seeking a cure for AIDS, we're seeking a cure for whatever it is, the disease of the week. Nobody is really seeking a cure. Cures are bad business. If I'm a doctor and you are ill and you come into my office and I cure you, you go away. That's the end of the revenue stream. If you are ill and you come into my office and I treat your symptoms to make you feel better, but you still have the illness, then you're coming back to me month after month after month after month for more treatments of the symptoms. And there's a guaranteed revenue stream. Are corporate CEOs that heartless and ruthless? Yeah, we've seen it before. We've seen it with the disregard for public safety in the fracking industry, the disregard for the potential damage to the biosphere in the GMO industry, the extreme recklessness in the fracking and nuclear industries. To those leaders at the top of these large corporations, ordinary people are just revenue sources. We're livestock. We're human capital to be harvested from by any means necessary and possible. And we need to understand that and stop believing that these people are somehow superior moral beings just because they're portrayed that way on film and TVs. Remember that doctor got sent to prison for 45 years because he'd been telling perfectly healthy people they had cancer in order to sell them chemotherapy and radiation treatments. That lust for those pieces of paper and ink have destroyed our moral compass, and we need to get it back. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Do give us a call, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality, storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about ruthless exploitation of the masses by corporations. And I think probably you'd have to have Microsoft up on that list with the way they were trying to force Windows 10 on everybody, because Windows 10 is the gateway to Windows as a service. No more perpetual licenses. You will pay for your software over and over and over again, month after month after month, which removes any incentive to improve the product in the future, because the revenue stream is going to continue. We can kick on back and just have a big party here. Now, apparently, Cloudflare had a bug that leaked sensitive data from customers' websites, including passwords, cookies, and authentication tokens. And this is a big problem. Cloudflare is supposed to be offering enhanced security and performance for more than 5 million websites. I'd actually looked at them briefly to deal with the constant attacks on my website, but there was a compatibility issue, and we never moved forward on that. But obviously, those who want unfettered access to your private data do not like companies like Cloudflare, and so it's not surprising that they were attacked and hacked into. Now, sometimes people can just be kind of dumb about their computers. There's a story where apparently there was a security lapse that exposed the New York airport's critical servers for an entire year. And the files that were stolen by the hackers included gigabytes of emails, sensitive government files, and a password list, which researchers say could have given hackers full access to the airport systems, meaning the air traffic control system. Go on in and start playing games there. Now, we're going to see the computer security companies coming on out and say, well, we'll secure your systems for so many thousands of dollars. And it's big. Computer security is big business. And that may be a big reason why nobody's doing anything about the cyber criminals and the hackers and the ransomware writers. Because it stimulates the economy. You're forced to spend money on computer security stuff. And that's good for the economy. It's called the broken window analogy. Somebody breaks your window, you're forced to buy a new window. That's good for the economy because it's good for the window salesman and installer. But the analogy is false, especially in an economy already under stress, because very often the person is being forced to spend money on the new window that was being planned to be spent on something else, like capital improvements to the business or hiring a new person. The broken window analogy only works when everybody has a surplus of wealth, and that is certainly not the case for the 99% right now. And in addition to the cost of all this computer security, there is the time lost dealing with hack attacks, installing the security, maintaining it. It's a huge loss of productivity at a time where our economy cannot support that. We're seeing a lot of very short-sighted thinking in how to wring the most worth out of the economy. And they're not thinking about the long-term costs of some of these short-term policies. But that certainly provides an explanation for why the government has a completely blasé attitude about any cybercrime, other than that directed against the government's own computers. They take that pretty seriously. They want cybercrime to force you to do business with the computer security companies. Remember the movie The Net, where it turned out the company selling the security software was behind the hacking that caused everybody to buy the security software? It's not that fantastic an idea. Anyway, apparently, there's a new scam out. And it's hitting Dutch internet users. They're getting an email asking them or demanding a payment of a settlement because they have committed piracy on content. More about that when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about yet another in a seemingly infinite series of scams being perpetrated on the public. And Dutch internet users are receiving letters, and apparently they're paper letters in the mail, saying that they have been detected as committing an act of piracy against this Dutch movie company, and they are ordered to pay a settlement or they will face serious prosecution and jail time. However, the Dutch movie company that appears on the letterhead has gone public saying they've got nothing to do with this. It is an elaborate scam. It's a fraud. So you need to be very, very careful. It's open season on innocent, law-abiding citizens around the world, and nobody seems all that concerned about doing something about it. Okay, we have some callers on the line. Let's start with Gaither in Oklahoma. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how y'all doing, Mike? I was going to talk to you. My neighbor is just now waking up. I've been awake for 20 years, unfortunately. You know, it seemed like we were by ourselves for a lot of years.
Yes.
And I was telling him how I kind of, what really gave me the epiphany of waking up was the Weather Channel. I noticed how they weaponized it. It was just, they scared people to death. I mean, even farmers were freaking out. You know, how they give this long-term forecast. And I would run to the store and empty out the shelves, and nothing would happen. You know what I mean?
And I was
wondering if you agreed, because I was trying to explain to him that this is something that it's commercialism or what. But then I started noticing the product placement during the Weather Channel stuff, like only Fords, and then have a Chevy sliding off and smashing into a hill or something. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
it was amazing. And then I was going to check your comment on that topic. And then I have one other topic I want people to know about, is I have a sister-in-law that's a sheriff in South Carolina, and she's been told to pull over people that don't have a lot of tickets because they're less likely to gripe. So if you have a clean record, it don't mean nothing to a cop. In fact, they're going to pull you over faster because you're less likely to go down and gripe being pulled over all the time. You just pay it. But anyway, I was just going to take your comments off the air. Thank you, Mike. Have a good day.
Well, thank you very much, here. And that's very disheartening about this use of traffic laws as a revenue-generating system on the people. And it's come out repeatedly all across the country, even here in Hawaii. The cops literally are on a quota system, and it's not called that. But basically, the idea is that our statistical studies are showing this many traffic infractions are happening in your precinct, and if you're not catching a certain percentage of them, you're obviously not performing well in your job. And generally, in the last few days of every month is when huge numbers of tickets are being written and the speed traps are set up. And it is revenue generating, along with the civil forfeiture laws. Now, as far as the Weather Channel, the Weather Channel has competition, and they may actually be looking at sensationalizing the weather a little bit as a way of drawing their audience to make it exciting. All of this stuff. And you're right; some of the dire warnings from the Weather Channel can be tied into certain ad campaigns, like flood insurance. Or emergency preparation. And all media operates that way, where there's always an idea, what are the needs of our advertisers, and we're going to push the stories that are going to help our advertisers. I don't watch the Weather Channel itself. I have some software on my computer. Basically, I like to look at the raw data myself. And I've mentioned before looking at these storm track forecasts during hurricane season, where they'll say there's a hurricane out there, it's heading this way, and they'll have a 5-day predicted track. And beyond 24 hours, it's pretty much worthless because that far end is just whipping around back and forth. But it looks impressive that they have a 5-day forecast. But it really is kind of worthless, to be very honest. You shouldn't really be hitting the panic button until you're 24 hours away from that and it's still pointed at you, then you start boarding up the windows and so forth and so on. All right, another phone call. Scott in Norfolk, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You had heard about the March for Trump event coming up March 4th in several states around the country.
No, I hadn't, but thank you for telling us. Is there a website we can go to and get more information about that?
Yes, there is. If you just Google March, the month March for Trump, and what's interesting is earlier this morning, it was the first thing that popped up. Now there's a website that pops up before it saying it's going down, and this is an anti-March for Trump event that they're organizing.
Well, I just searched for it in DuckDuckGo, and the March for Trump was the top entry.
It's put on by a fellow named Peter Boykin,
mm-hmm.
and he's a leader of a group called the Gays for Trump. Now, I looked up his Twitter account, and I see some entries there where he was supporting Trump last year, so it seems legit. But, you know, whenever you see something like this, you don't want to take it for face value.
That's
true. You don't
know
if it's a setup. And the other thing I wanted to bring up to you, Michael, is since you've been in the movie business, in the entertainment business, and this is kind of a little different subject. Have you noticed that there's a heck of a lot more smoking in these movies than there was before?
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like we, after the tobacco settlement, what, 10 or 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
It seemed to move out of the industry, and now it's there are smoking cigarettes in every scene they can get away with it.
Well, they're trying to bring smoking back and make it popular again or make it acceptable again. For the longest time, smoking was definitely considered impolite, and now the pendulum's swinging back the other way. Mostly they're pushing the e-cigs as a somehow healthier alternative. And it is a complicated issue because, the tobacco companies were being accurate when they said tobacco wasn't causing the cancer, because it wasn't the tobacco. It was some of the chemicals they were adding to make the cigarettes more addictive. And it was also that cheap mined mineral fertilizer they were using on the tobacco plants, which contained polonium, which was sucked up into the tobacco plants and became part of that cigarette smoke. But there's just like with marijuana, there's actually a positive side to tobacco. People who are smoking tobacco have only half the chance of coming down with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. Nobody knows why. Nobody's looking, because the big money is in selling medication to people who already have Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Well, I agree with you, especially on the vaccine end of it. To try to have an intelligent conversation with somebody who's pro-vaccines is almost not worth it. I donate my time to a homeless charity that is also a homeless ministry, and the pastor of that ministry preaches vaccines. And my brother also is involved in that charity. And I told him, I said, do not get the vaccine, especially the stuff that they are sending you guys. And the pastor thinks that anybody who's against the vaccine is a conspiracy theorist. And I told him, I said, you are against this industry because it tells you that it's okay to kill babies, yet you defend it. You have no questions about the vaccines that they send you. You don't even read the material that's sent with it. You trust them wholeheartedly.
Well, let me insert here for a second, because here's the reality you're dealing with. You're dealing with an individual whose entire life is about beliefs. That's his stock in trade. That's his entire mental model is, what do you believe in? And he's been convinced to believe vaccines are safe. And just like he's not going to look at any of the contradictions and in the Bible that would be cause for legitimate doubt, he's not going to look at the information. I mean, if you want, you can go to the FDA's website and you can get the package inserts where they admit, like, the DTaP vaccine can cause autism. But I'm going to tell you right now, he'll look at it and he'll just say, no, you didn't really get this from the... You know, people who are enslaved by beliefs, you really cannot talk with them because they are truly mind slaves. That's the whole point of having belief systems, whether it's religious or educational or political. The reason to enslave people with beliefs is they're now trapped. And they're never going to get out, absent an extreme exercise of willpower. So,
and what's interesting is this same medical community, it took over 100 years to convince them that surgeons ought to wash their hands in between surgeries. I mean,
yeah.
It took over 100 years to convince
yes.
them of something that simple. I mean, so it's mind-boggling that the same industry you would not trust with human life or determine when human life starts or when how sacred it is as far as abortions, he has no qualms about injecting a vaccine into a system without knowing what the heck's in it. Or even if it's for the right strain, which oftentimes it's not even for the right strain, but that's beside the point. It's not good to do.
Well, the thing is, the pharmaceutical companies provide financial incentives to the hospitals and the doctors to basically push this product. They've lobbied several states into making these vaccines mandatory, and they rely on the CDC's list of vaccines you should have, and forgetting the fact that CDC is not an impartial, objective observer. They have over 20 patents for vaccines themselves, off of which they're making $4.5 billion a year. So... It's all driven by that money, And the actual efficacy and harm of the product is of secondary concern. And you go back and you look at a lot of what is now considered medical quackery, and it's easy to look at it and say how ridiculous it was until you remember that at the time the stuff came on out, yeah, it was believed in. One of the problems I think that we have in the medical community is they are encouraged to have a self-image of being, you know, somehow superior because they have control over life and death and they're there to take care of the humans. And that self-image can sometimes blind them to the possibility they may actually be committing harm. And I know what you're talking about because we used to have a friend who had been a nurse and we sort of held her hand when she went through the suicide of her husband. But we had the discussion about vaccines and yeah, she stopped being a trained medical personnel, and she became a religious fanatic. And that's what they're taught in medical school. Never question the vaccines. Never question the vaccines. Anybody who questions vaccines is a conspiracy kook, and it's all about pushing that product. And it's going to be a tremendous fight to break through that wall of belief and get to people. We're starting to get there with vaxxed and the rest of it. And that huge number of people out there who've got autistic children who are starting to suspect that it was the vaccines who did it. And Donald Trump's son appears to be one of them. Robert De Niro has an autistic child that he thinks may have been damaged by vaccines. And this is becoming a hot button issue. But anybody who thinks that the medical industry is always perfect and never, ever, ever makes a mistake, you're in a dream world. In fact, as a prelude to my ClimateGate article, let me read you some examples from the past about just how wrong the medical establishment has been about certain things here. Let's see. Here it is. In the 17th century, doctors thought rubbing chicken dung onto your scalp would cure baldness. They thought leeches sucked disease out of patients. Prior to the 1950s, doctors thought proteins carried our heredity. Until the 19th century, doctors thought infection was caused by bad air, which is where we get the term malaria. Now, up until the 1950s, doctors, real medical doctors trained by medical schools, thought that blowing tobacco smoke up your butt was good for you. And that's where we get the phrase blowing smoke up your derriere. And it just goes on and on again. Nobel Prize for lobotomy was considered a therapeutic treatment. Until 2005, doctors thought ulcers were caused by stress. Now, science is not perfect. Science makes mistakes. Unfortunately, the medical industry cultivates an image of perfection and infallibility. Or else people are going to say, I'm not sure I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm just going to wait at home and see if I get better all by myself. And so they deliberately cultivate that image of perfection and infallibility, and anything that threatens that image has to be attacked. And just like people are now realizing Google is not going to give you all the news you need to have when you type in a search term, more and more people are beginning to realize medical mistakes are a big problem. You're far more likely to be killed by your doctor by accident than killed by a terrorist.
I think they say around 250,000 people die every year in the United States because of
yes, they do. And
well, I think what your message is comes down to one word: think.
Yes. Think. Don't believe. Think.
And that old saying, "Don't believe everything you see and hear." Don't believe any of it until you think about it, until you check it out. And with the internet now, Michael.
Don't believe, period. End of discussion. Don't believe. Don't believe. Beliefs are the chains that hold free minds enslaved. No chain of steel ever bound a human being tighter than the chains made of the beliefs we're indoctrinated with as children.
And isn't it more fun to go through life thinking than being in a daze?
It's always worked out for me.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, coming up on a commercial break. Before we get there, though, I wanted to share something with you. It's kind of cool. I put a link on whatreallyhappened.com that goes to a website called The Smart Saw. And what they're selling. And by the way, it's not a paid advertisement. It's an unpaid, not even an endorsement, just a plug, if you will. But it's really kind of cool. They're selling the instructions to build your own computer-driven woodworking tool. They're calling it a smart saw. It's actually more of a milling table. And you can use it to make furniture and everything. They don't sell the parts or anything. You have to get the parts on your own. But I saw this and I said, this is really kind of cool. In that fantasy life where I'm a man of leisure, I could actually get into this because I was raised in a woodworking culture by my grandfather, the one who used to get drunk with Richard Nixon. He was a furniture maker in his later years, and he had a woodworking shop literally powered by a water wheel. And that's where I learned my basic carpentry skills. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Tonight. Women and children alike. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment of our show on Pauhana Friday. Just now getting word, apparently over in South Dakota, their house has passed a constitutional permitless carry legislation. and it's going to go to the Senate now, and if the Senate passes it, then South Dakota will join the growing number of states where you are allowed to carry a firearm for your personal self-defense without needing a state permit to do it. So I'm expecting the gun grabbers to stage a mass shooting at a school any day now to try and derail this rush toward firearm freedom. But yes, we do have a right to keep and bear arms. And certainly common sense says in a nation where crime is skyrocketing out of control, an armed population can stop that. And, you know, it's amazing all the studies that have been done over the years that show, without question, in areas where citizens are not allowed to have guns, crime explodes. In areas where there's an armed population, crime goes down. But the gun grabbers don't care. The gun grabbers want you disarmed. They want the streets filled with crime because that justifies a growing police force and a police state. They need rapes and robberies and muggings because then it proves how much they need us, to paraphrase from V from Vendetta. Kennewick, Georgia, several years ago, actually passed an ordinance requiring every home to have a gun. Crime dropped by 80%. Contrast that with Chicago, which is held up as the model of the gun control society by the liberals. They're working on overtime, picking up all the dead bodies up there. Gun control is this idea that a woman lying raped and strangled with her own pantyhose in an alley is somehow superior to that same woman explaining to the police how her attacker got shot. Personally, I prefer the second scenario. And it's amazing that despite the early feminist movement wanting to empower women, the later feminist movement simply re-victimized them. If you want women to be empowered, teach them how to shoot. I strongly think everybody ought to be given a gun safety course when they're entering their early teens. Where I grew up, you got your first gun at age 12. We didn't have shootings. I mean, outside of the varmints, putting food on the table and stuff, we did have one suicide attempt in all the years I lived in that town in New Hampshire. I think everybody should be taught how to handle a gun safely, that it's not a toy, how to put the round on the target. You'll see crime go away. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Claire and I have got a bunch of stuff we need to do. Actually, Claire and I need to rest this weekend. We're really working way, way too hard. Anyway, have yourself a good weekend. We'll be back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network next Monday. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, drop Google, go to DuckDuckGo. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions. for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.